Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. The Garden of Gethsemane is the place where Jesus begins what is called his passion, his suffering and death, by which he saved the world. And normally we think of Jesus as a victim, which of course he is. In fact, the word passion comes from the same word as passive, as though Jesus were simply overpowered and ultimately destroyed by the forces of wickedness. But we get a reminder, even at the beginning, in the Garden of Gethsemane, that throughout the entire Passion, Jesus is the one who is in total control. When Judas and the band of soldiers come to arrest Jesus, he says to them, "Who are you looking for?" And when they answer, "Jesus of Nazareth," he responds, "I am." With those words, he both acknowledged that he is the one they're looking for and uses the very name of God, the name given to Moses from the burning bush so many centuries before. When he says, "I am," all the soldiers are knocked flat to the ground. The briefest word from Jesus can disable armies. It can wipe out threats. He could conquer the world with a breath if he wanted to, for he is the all-powerful God. Yet he waits patiently while those soldiers pick themselves up off the ground, and he lets them bind him and take him away to his torture and death. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In John chapter 10, Jesus said very clearly, "No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord, for I have the power to lay it down and to take it up again." And this is what he shows in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he displays the ability to defeat his enemies with a word, and then patiently submits to their mistreatment. This is the Christian mystery, that Christ was a victim, that he was subjected to the vilest injustice in all of history, and yet that his passion and death was his achievement, his triumph, his mission brought to completion. This is true of each one of his followers as well. Our greatest triumphs occur when it seems as though we are helpless, when it seems as though we've lost all our power. If we are true disciples, then our greatest achievement will be measured by how we perform when we appear to be victims of things beyond our control, victims of sickness or injustice or circumstance. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
I think one of the worst parts of suffering is that we feel useless. As a kid, my biggest fear was to be a bench warmer. I wanted to be on the field, making plays, being active. And to me, sickness and suffering, not being able to live and act and think to my full capacity, is like getting benched. You're taken out of the game, and now you are useless. With sickness and suffering, it can also feel just so unjust. It's not like you did anything wrong. Then suddenly you're a victim of sickness or some circumstance beyond your control that caused everything to fail. And again, it takes you out of the game. And what's worse, now you have to sit there and watch others play. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Paul, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, tells us how God allowed a certain suffering in his life. And he tried everything to remedy it, and he even begged God 3 times to remove it. But God just said to him, "My grace is enough for you. My power is at its best in weakness." For some reason, when we become passive victims, when we are so to speak, incapacitated, stripped of our power, that is precisely when the power of God can start to work in us and through us. And so, St. Paul says, "For it is when I am weak that I am actually strong." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Christ was not just a victim in his suffering and death. He was the greatest agent of change. Yes, he begged the Father to remove the cup of suffering and death, but when he accepted it, that was when all his divine power was unleashed to save the world. We should do everything we can to remedy our suffering or situation, and we should ask God to fix whatever the situation is or heal the sickness. But when we have done all we can and we can't change it, then we should accept it and unite our sickness, our suffering, and our losses to the cross of Jesus. Then the divine power will be unleashed in us to help Jesus save the world. And that is precisely, exactly what God is inviting you to do. To help him save the souls of your family and friends who are lost. But our example, our action, and our words are so weak, and they so often fail or are rejected. So God allows us to become incapacitated, weak, passive, benched. And if we accept it and offer it up, he uses it to save our loved ones. Christ was not merely a victim in his suffering and death. He was the greatest agent of change. You are not merely a victim. Jesus is inviting you to be an agent of change with him to help save your lost family and friends. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to accept and offer up your prayer, work, joy, and suffering to unite it to the cross of Jesus to help him save souls. And this message will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Good luck. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what were you reflecting on, Teresa?
You mean before you went all 007 at the end? there was a really beautiful wedding homily that we both got to witness about a week ago. For everyone else, it will be quite a few weeks past by then. But the priest mentioned, I think, I don't want to misquote him, but it was essentially, love is the only thing that makes suffering easier or even joyous. And I think you could take that farther when you're talking about the Passion of Christ and our own suffering, because when we're not relying on our own strength, we're also relying on his love, like perfect love.
Yeah, it's difficult though, because I don't know about you, but often when I'm sick or suffering some failure or something like that, It's so easy to feel like you're being punished, like you did something wrong and you're being punished for it, and that God is just a little bit mad at you.
I was talking to a nurse a while ago, and he was asking, oh, what's this medication for? I said arthritis, and he's like, you're so young. I'll censor myself here. I'll say, who did you tick off?
Yeah.
I was like, that's exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
You've really nailed it.
Yeah, that's the difficulty but then this is why we need, obviously, the example of Jesus, our model, and the saints, because obviously God was very pleased with the saints. But it's really hard to find a saint who didn't go through a lot of suffering, especially the martyrs, and I think we need to spend more time reflecting on their lives, because we have it all backwards. We think people who have absolutely no sickness, suffering, or failures, that God is smiling on them, and he's the one he's happiest with.
God's favorite is a line I've heard a lot.
Yeah, God's
like,
favorite.
Like, oh, you're pretty and intelligent, you've got money, and you were prom king. God's favorite.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, we just had the feast of St. Thomas More recently, and Thomas More said, if you never have any suffering, sickness, difficulties, losses, any trials, if you don't have a cross, that's when you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And John of the Cross is very clear that God strengthens and purifies our soul through the cross, precisely so that God can smile upon us, so that God can fill us with his life.
Yeah. And so that we can collaborate with him in that. Not because he really hates us and wants us to suffer, but because he trusts us and because we're doing the right thing. I think of it similar to co-parenting means you love that person more than anything, but you're also relying upon them to take on a burden with you.
Mm.
So you're not saying, I hate you so much, you have to get up at 3 a.m. this time.
Great way to put it.
But it's a labor of love.
Yeah, Jesus is saying to you, I love you so much, I trust you so much, that I'm going to give you a role to play in this mission.
Yeah, because he can do it all. And he asks us to do it with him. He asks us.
Yeah.
It's an invitation. And that's a beauty to be able to serve with him.
Yeah. So how do I get over when I'm incapacitated? How do I get over the feeling like I'm being punished, that it's a punishment?
That's a good question, because I feel like we've said this before, it's such a struggle to, you don't just win one fight and then win it forever. And I don't know if there's just one band-aid.
I agree, but it is a virtue, and it is a new way of thinking. So we just have to practice this new way of thinking.
I think sometimes choosing to do something that you find unpleasant helps you to practice for those moments in which you don't get to choose it.
Mm.
So if you really don't want to do dishes for someone else, or you really don't want to go give someone a ride or do some small favor that's just inconvenient to you, if you start saying yes to more things like that, I feel like that's a good practice for the moments in which you have to and you're stuck with it anyways, because it teaches you that those two things are connected.
Excellent.
That a labor of love is true whether or not you choose it.
Excellent.
Everything can be a labor of love.
Yeah, we got to practice in all the little things to accept what we did not choose, do not like, and cannot change, and offer them with love. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.